Can I just ask you for a name and title, please?
Nicola Sturgeon, Deputy First Minister.
Okay, so tell us about this event today.
Well, it's a really exciting event. It's an event with a bit of a difference. The Scottish Cabinet is meeting with a group of young people from various youth organisations around the country to talk about the issues in the referendum campaign. And we're doing it in a sort of speed dating style where the ministers will go around different tables, you know, answer questions, and it should be fun as well as, I hope, being really informative, both for the young people here and for us as we find out more about what really matters to young people.
And why is it so important to be speaking to these young people as they're making their decisions at the moment?
Well, 16 and 17 year olds are getting to vote in the referendum, absolutely rightly so they've got a big voice in the referendum. And also for young people, this is their country, they are the future of the country, so it really, really matters that their voice is heard and they get the chance to say what are the issues that are going to sway it for them. And for us in government, to hear that firsthand is a really good opportunity, so we're all really looking forward to it.
And you've already been facing a few questions from the young people in the style of mock media interviews, so is that giving you a taste of what's to come?
Absolutely, I've been really impressed with the calibre of the young people that were interviewing me there. And, you know, I never fail to be impressed by the talent we've got in this country. And it's the belief and the confidence in that talent of our younger generation that gives me absolutely no shadow of a doubt that Scotland's got what it takes to be independent, because these young people have more than got what it takes to be the journalists, the leaders, the politicians, the business people that in future will make absolutely sure that an independent Scotland is a roaring success.
And what do you anticipate the topics to be around the tables today?
Well, we'll wait and see. I mean, I guess there will be a lot of topics raised that you would hear regardless of the age group you were speaking to. So I'm sure the economy, Scotland's place in the world, these kind of things will come up. But I guess we'll also have a focus on education, opportunities for young people, modern apprenticeships, how we create a Scotland where young people can stay and fulfil their careers here rather than feel they have to leave Scotland for opportunity. So I would imagine all of these topics and probably many more that we're not anticipating will come up as well. And, you know, it's really going to be interesting to hear what it is that people want to talk about most.
Great.